Let's move into a short meditation, since we're already carrying that remembrance of just how grand we are seen by Spirit. So I invite you to close your eyes and just take a moment now to really focus on you. Notice what is happening for you in this moment. And if your mind is busy, that beautiful intellect of yours, that's okay. We just acknowledge the mind and the thoughts that are there, and almost as though we just put them on the sidelines for now. Those busy thoughts can still be there, and at the same time, because we are built for multidimensional reality, we can also focus in on the heart area and then focus in on other parts of your body. Are there any areas that are drawing your attention and focus to? And if there are, let's just send love with our consciousness to that area. Beautiful body of mine, I love you so much. I'm sending love and energy to every molecule within my body. Every molecule and piece of DNA is pulsating with the light of the Creator. And so just visualize beautiful white light of the Creator sending love to those areas within your body that pull your attention now. And just figuratively hug yourself. And maybe even rub your body and just say, thank you, beautiful, precious vehicle that contains the soul, the consciousness of me, who I am. Thank you for making it possible for me to be here on earth in these times of shift and change. We love you, dear body. We love you. And just relax your hands into your lap. And there's nothing more to do at this point in time except absorb the love that's coming pouring to you from Kryon as we listen to another message.
Is it possible that God interferes with free choice? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is it possible that God interferes with free choice? Here's the answer. Well, of course not. Well, perhaps. Okay. I have to explain this, and I want to. I want you all to know how this works. Let's start with the premise, the one that so many of you are taught, but so many of you don't understand. Worldwide, it is known and seen and taught that God is love. Let me go further. The Creator of the universe who made your soul, that soul that has been here in this universe as long as God, you might say created at the very beginning of the beginning, your soul, that's you. Whatever name goes on that soul is loved beyond measure. As you sit listening to this message, God is in love with you. Change the name God, if you wish, if it bothers you, to Spirit, to Creative Source, to Source. Whatever it is, that is God. It is God to the population of the planet, what is the one thing that almost all of those organized religions have in common when it comes to that which is God? And if you think about it, it would be this: God is love. God is great. God is beyond anything you can think of that is love. God loves you. And this has been the theme in these years, where it has now settled to a monotheistic God on the planet, one God. What that God is love. And you've been taught that. You don't have to be metaphysical to have heard that. You don't have to have an esoteric belief system that's out of the box of religion to know that. So right away, I tell you this: God is love. So in you come to this planet with free choice. Dear ones, you really do have free choice. Will God leave you alone while you have free choice? Kind of. Let me ask you something. Let us say you have a child, and this child grows up and you pass over the veil as the parent. But somehow you're able to visit that child. As that child goes through their lives, they go through trials and troubles and relationships and all the things that humans go through. But in this particular case, you as the parent have been assigned to the child as their guide. But they cannot see you, but you can see them clearly. But as an angelic being that you are with that child, a guide, you have the ability to do something called made you look. What if you could open a drawer in their room that was never opened before, a drawer that has a picture of you in it? Would they notice? They would get up and shut that drawer. The next week you'd open the drawer again. They'd get up and shut that door. Next week you might get up and open it again. Just to say, I love you. Remember me. I'm here. I love you so much. I'm sitting next to you. I'd love you to take my hand again. Let me guide you. With free choice, that child might get it. That my child might realize the drawer keeps opening by itself. The drawer with my mom's picture in it keeps opening by itself. That's mom. That's mom. And the child may drop to their knees and say, thank you, mom. I know you're here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Question: did you interfere with free choice? Or did you give the child something to look at where they decided you were there? This is the made you look. Now, the interference is not from God. It's from men who say that anything unusual happening is evil. It's going to be a ghost that did that. Be aware. Be afraid. Call in the exorcist. Do something. Because anything you don't understand that might even possibly be multidimensional has to be of the devil. This is what you're taught. This is what humanity is afraid of, that which is odd, unusual. That's the fight, you might say, between the dark and the light when it comes to God getting attention of you. Dear ones, when I met my partner 35 years ago, this was the case. 3 years before that, almost 40 years ago, I presented my partner, the engineer, with a puzzle. The beginning of a puzzle. With free choice, he went to a channeler who gave him information. And he discounted it and he laughed at it, and it was nothing for him. 3 years later, with free choice, he went to a psychic who told him the same exact thing. And then he got to thinking about it. How could two men, 40 years apart in age, that did not live in the same area, did not know one another, had nothing to do with each other, give the same identical message about an unknown entity called Kryon? This got his attention. Number one, I made him look. Is it possible that this was interference, or was it simply love tapping him on the shoulder and saying, looky here, I made you look. What's next? What are you going to do with free choice? What are you going to do, engineer, with this puzzle? The rest is the history of Kryon, because the man in the chair, the one talking to you now, prepared a chair and sat in it. And that is the moment, with free choice, that hesitantly he threw down a fleece, as they say. He gave a challenge, as they say. And he said, if you're there, show me. Kryon, whatever your name is, if you're there, show me. One chance. If you're there, I'll sit in the chair. Come on in. If you're not, I'm out of here. That was the challenge. That's all that was needed. And he sat in the chair, and I came in with all the love for his soul that he'd never really experienced before. From the other side of the veil, a love which was always there, always waiting for him. And I filled him with it. It didn't take much, because he said yes. He had an allowance for anything to happen. He was ready. And he wept. And we all rejoiced. All of the guides. I was there. And we were chanting, made you look, made you look. Ha ha. Is that interference? Free choice. And he couldn't leave it alone. It felt so good to be loved. And for in those moments, he was totally and completely at home. A peace that he'd never had before, just for a moment. He got up off of that chair very quickly, by the way. There was an actual bit of anger, as I recall, because he didn't expect what had taken place. He gave permission. He said, if I am there, come on in. And I did. But even at that, he didn't expect it to happen. Not really. There was a subconscious block, because everything every religious leader had ever told him was, be careful, it's gonna be evil. And it wasn't. That was shocking. His anger wasn't at himself. His anger wasn't at me. I think his anger was in general, that he had been so deceived for so long. Dear ones, this is spirit, the creative source, at its best. I want to ask you, how available are you to let us make you look? How available are you for perhaps synchronicities to occur that might be impossible? Or things that may appear or disappear even dimensionally that are impossible. And when they happen, there is a tinge of fear instead of a tinge of joy. Oh, that's God playing with me, moving things around from dimension to dimension. Or do you fear it? Do you not want to talk about it? Do you want to tell anybody about it? These are the made you look kinds of things that someone who loves you does to get your attention, who can't come up to you and say, I'm here, because that's against the rules of free choice. this invisible love that we have, this invisibility of the guides, the angels, even the higher self, is part of the puzzle of free choice. But truly, the question is, does God interfere with free choice? It's probably all the time. Because we push you with love. We show you things that you have to look at or not. Can you imagine how sad it is for those angels, guides, higher self, to be with an individual all their life? When they show them synchronicities, they pour love at them, they enter their dreams, and none of them will look. Because they were programmed out of it early on and told it doesn't exist, it can't exist, it's the mind playing tricks, it's evil, it's this, it's that, instead of a loving God that wants to get in touch. Humanity is starting to shift with a higher consciousness, an awakening that is going on of higher thinking, of compassion. One of the things that comes with it is a higher degree of availability to look. There's more going on with this new human that you might say, that you think. The new human, not like the old one, not like the obstinate one, but my partner was, is in a kind of a spiritual culture that is starting on this planet that says, I believe in higher things. There is God and angels around. I'd like to see them. I am willing to see them. I will look. This is the miraculous change of the shift that you are in. You would not be watching this program if it were not true. Somehow, some way, our love made you look. Oh, what a message! You responded to love, and now here you are, being loved, knowing love. I am Kryon. I know love. We are in love with you. And so it is.